Hey everyone, it's Deb. I'm a dating coach and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating, episode 124, Health, Wealth, and Relationships.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, our awkward dating moment was submitted to me by a friend. He says, way back when I was young and single and dating, I showed up to a girl's house with a friend to take her and her friend to the Stadium of Fire concert and fireworks show. When we arrived to pick them up, my date was completely drunk. Not only was it awkward, it was inconsiderate and extremely unattractive. When we got to the stadium, we met up with another group of friends that were down there. My date and her friend wanted to push through the crowd to try to get up close to the stage. I was pretty bothered with the whole situation and had no interest in doing that, so my date and her friend said that they were going to go, and then they would meet us back by the goalposts after the concert for the fireworks. The concert ended and the fireworks started. We waited for them by the goalposts, and they never showed up. Once the fireworks ended and we couldn't find them, we just drove home without them. The following week, my friends and I went to the Thursday night young adult dance, and my Stadium of Fire date was there and asked me to dance, a slow dance. While dancing, she asked if I wanted to go and make out after the dance. What? No mention of the date? No explanation of what had happened to them? Nothing. I told her I needed to be home early that night and declined the offer to make out. Wow. She probably didn't even remember anything about that night, I would assume. Okay, today I've got a couple guests with me, and I'm so excited. I have Crispin Sanford and Heidi Heels, and we were actually chatting over lunch one time, and we got talking about what we all do. It just so happens that we all have something that we can do together, and I'm going to have Crispin tell us what that is.
Hey, thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it. We were all talking over lunch, and I said, one of the things that is coincidental to us meeting together is that there are three mass markets. I'm a business consultant. I help business owners get their business set up to scale up. And those three mass markets are health, wealth, and relationships. So I remember discussing with you, Debbie, that perhaps positioning your guidance and your advice more broadly to people in relationships and giving relationships advice, and then specifically giving dating advice as well, but also opening up those principles and those tools to relationships, you know, helping people with their marriages, with boyfriends, girlfriends, because that would open you up to a broader audience, a mass market. And then I was talking with you, Heidi, about how being in the health industry, helping people with their well-being, food intake, you know, healthy food, exercise, etc., everything to do with creating great health. And then because my industry, as a business consultant, I'm helping people build wealth through business. So we represent the three mass markets: health, wealth, and relationships.
Yeah.
We've mentioned, you talked about your podcast, and then obviously it all came together. Let's do a podcast. Let's even do a series that covers health, wealth, and relationships from each of our perspectives.
And that's where we are.
That's where
Yay!
We are.
Woohoo! Yeah, we are all pretty excited about it because we all love to help people and we can work together by doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know we talked about doing events, being involved, building each other's audiences and speaking on each other's podcasts. And so it's sort of a real natural fit. And I think it's going to be helpful for each of our audiences to hear about those other aspects of what
100%.
We deliver.
100%.
Yeah, so I think this is a good time. This episode, we wanted to kind of introduce ourselves and just let you know what we do, why we do it, and then what we'll do going forward. So, Heidi, would you like to introduce yourself and,
sure.
and tell us your...
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I'm just going to sit here all prim and proper. No, just kidding. So I am a lifestyle coach. My name is Heidi Heels. My business is Healthy Habits for Me. So I really want to help people create healthy habits because that's what our lifestyle is, right? Our habits are what we create, what our lifestyle is all about. That is what I want people to do. I want them to understand that when we can create healthy habits, then we can live the lifestyle that we want. We can create those relationships. We can create our businesses the way we want when we're healthy and we're happy. So in a short note, that is what I do.
Okay, perfect. And Crispin?
Yeah, so basically, as I mentioned, I'm a business consultant. I focus on helping business owners set up their business to scale up their business. My niche is organization. It's funny because I did work as a consultant at a consulting firm 22 years ago now. But what I realized, and my wife helped me realize, she said, you know, you're getting prepared, Crispin, to do consulting and help businesses, but I see you organizing a lot. Mm-hmm. I see you, you know, procedures and processes and establishing a structure for organization. You could help people right now or get organized in their business. Boom.
I love that so much.
I was like, oh, my word, you're so right. Because I was resistant. Oh, my wife's going to give me advice. Thanks,
yes.
Darling.
Well, it's good you listen to her.
It's good I listened. Oh, it's good I listened.
Oh, yeah.
I now don't need to work on my relationship because I didn't.
Whatever. Everyone can work on a relationship. Nice try, Crispin.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
And then what I do is I'm a dating coach. I help people navigate through not only like singlehood, but also in their relationships. I've always really wanted to help people, and I've had 15 years of dating experience. The highs and lows, all the different emotions. I think it's helpful to make people aware of what to expect, because I sure wish I had a dating coach back then when I first started, and not necessarily only dating either. Just you go through so many emotions and so much that I love to help them figure out their feelings, figure out thoughts and things like that to help them go from where they are to where they want to be. And a lot of them want to be married at some point. And so that's what I do, is help them to get from point A to point B, or where they want to be.
Perfect. And again, that's another reason why I was encouraging you to expand mm-hmm. that audience mm-hmm. and position yourself, because it is about, you know, being a healthy individual.
Yes.
It's about changing
emotionally and
yeah.
mentally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning and establishing your own boundaries. Mm-hmm. So that before you get into a relationship, you've kind of reframed,
yeah.
you know, your mindset.
Yes. Yes. True.
And then, you know, working on dating, you know, improving your relationships, even at work, even at
yeah.
you know, the
oh, for sure.
social situations, you know.
Communication skills.
You're really empowering people mm-hmm. because you have, again, a great deal of experience, a great deal of knowledge. You're a lovely person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, you know, you're going to provide people with a way in which they can go on dates, they can improve themselves on their mm-hmm. own, they can improve the experience, that dating experience, and give them that strength that when it comes to finding that right person, mm-hmm. that they're going to be able to build on a good structure, a good foundation, and maintain that long-term relationship
yes.
with that person they choose to marry.
Yes, it's true. And I found that a common denominator from my clients or people that I've talked to is they want to improve their confidence. And so through communication skills, through life skills, through learning and experiencing those, they can build their confidence, as well as through their physical health and then also their career.
A healthy business mindset, good business practices. Let's really just go all in on this. If you have the energy because of a healthy diet, if you've transformed from an unhealthy lifestyle or a limited lifestyle, in house all the time, not going out, mm-hmm. not getting out, not meeting people, if you don't have the skills to mm-hmm. have healthy relationships and manage relationships and develop those relationships to ensure that they're meaningful, you know, mm-hmm. whether they're friends, colleagues, or, you know, somebody you're dating,
mm-hmm.
if you don't actually have skills to have a healthy relationship, then you're going to be unhappy at work. Your attention's going to be on
yes.
low energy, no energy, or bad relationships or upsets or difficulties. But if you have the energy, you've established a lifestyle, and you're building the lifestyle you want and transforming
exactly.
from the lifestyle you had and you want to go away from, and building to one that you want and you aspire to,
mm-hmm.
if you're developing the skills to build relationships and have healthy relationships, then when you're at work, you're going to be 100% on. You're going to
mm-hmm.
be focused.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, that stimulus of like, oh man, she's going to be so happy, or he's going to be so happy of what I've done or what I did or what I accomplished
yeah.
today. Man, this is going to be a great story. Or
have you found that as well, Heidi, in your clients, the confidence?
Oh, yes. A lot of times people just, they're coming to me because they are not happy. Loving. They're not, mm-hmm. yeah, they don't love what their life is looking like right now. Mm-hmm. And they're so far, they've tried all these different things and like, you know what? I don't even know where to begin. I don't know what to do. I've heard so many different things. I've tried so many different, mm-hmm. I'm doing quotation marks in the air, diets, right?
Yeah.
Just really recognizing that they're lost. And so they're coming to me going, I'm really hoping that you have some miracle. But you know what? There's no miracle, but I'm just going to help you break it down into simple habits, little tiny tips. They can do it themselves. And it makes a huge difference. That's really what it is. People are amazed when they're working with me. They're like, you didn't teach me anything that I probably, it wasn't anything really mind-blowing. Yeah. But it was just so simple and effective that mm-hmm. now I'm not as stressed. I'm able to realize that when I am getting stressed, there's certain things I can do to help with that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what? Yes, it rolls over into all of the relationships.
Yeah.
You know, work relationships, family relationships, everything. When we have those healthy habits and we're doing those certain things.
Yeah. I feel like when you feel good about where you are health-wise, whether you're at the perfect weight you want to be or whatever, if you feel good, if you feel energized and everything like that, that boosts your confidence.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it helps you with your relationships. And then at work, you realize your worth. So you're able to do the best job that you can.
It's true. You know, I think one of the things that it's really important to remember, that this is one of the reasons why I chose the name for my business, Proactive Business Management, is making choices that serve you, making choices that serve your ends, and also comparing yourself now to yourself yesterday, last week, last month. If you're changing your lifestyle and making choices about the food you eat and what you do, then that has an immediate impact. Mm-hmm. And you may not be your perfect weight right now, but I know making certain changes resulted in me feeling more energy.
Yes.
And I felt better. Even though I wasn't my perfect weight, I was already on track and experiencing that, which feeds itself.
Exactly.
And encourages you.
Which is, that's where you want to be.
Right.
And you know, I mean, Deb, you and I have talked about this before. So you think of the word sexy. Okay, sexy is not a look. Mm-mm. It's a feeling. So
it's
you
a vibe.
Just talked about all of those things. And when we are doing things for ourselves to feel healthier physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, we're in that vibe. Mm-hmm. We feel good about ourselves. We make better choices. And it just continues to move forward.
Yeah. Right. I definitely think, I know, so I'll be putting this on my podcast.
Yes.
But, you know, one of the things that's always important that I see is that it's so important to me to make sure the audience gets takeaways, right? The things they are going to take away from the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely hope that the audience can see that, you know, I mean, they'll frame it however they want to frame it. Mm-hmm. But it comes down to the choices you make impact immediately your life over today, this week, this month, this year. And you should consult an expert because Heidi is going to tell you, hey, you know what? Eat these things. Don't do this, do this. And you do that. Well, this is not rocket science, but you know what? I do feel energized, you know, and someone's going to listen to Deb and she's going to give them some skills, some tools, some principles, some practices that they can utilize. And they're going to be like, wow, oh my word, this was amazing. Thank you so much, Deb. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk the whole time. I listened. I asked questions. I noticed the signs that somebody was ready to say something and I invited them to speak. Like whatever the tools or skills it is that you're using. And the same with me when I talk about business, you know, being proactive. Like when there's an emergency, it's important for you to rather than get caught up in handling the emergency. It's like, you got to handle the emergency, yes, but why did it happen? What's behind it? How can I make sure that this doesn't happen again? Right? What proactive choice? What am I going to do about my health? What am I going to do about relationships? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do about my business to make sure I'm taking it to where I aspire for it to be? Mm-hmm. And I hope the audience can apply that in their lives right now, just from this podcast.
Yeah, I think that would be all of our wish.
Exactly.
Well, you know, hey, that's secretly why I'm here, is I'm getting all these tips on health and relationships.
We've gotten lots of tips
and
from Chris.
Yeah, vice versa on all of us. I'm going to eat up everything I can from you guys.
It was so funny. I was thinking, because Heidi and I talked, because Crispin is just such a natural at speaking and all of that. And we're
good.
We're just learning. We're getting better and better, and we will. But we were like, how can Crispin do that? How can he just go and talk? And I said, because he knows that it doesn't matter what he says, his accent. He can say whatever. But the great thing about Crispin is he has a great accent, but he's got a lot of knowledge behind that.
Exactly. And we learn so much.
Yeah.
It's great. I just love this little
trio.
There we go. This crew, we have this trio because I think it's just phenomenal.
And it is.
I want other people, obviously we want people to learn from us, but at the same time, I'm learning from you guys every single time.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And it's wonderful.
It's 100% true. And we're going to be taking people to where they want to go.
That's right.
On Deb's podcast. This is going to be available on mine.
Yep.
And this is going to be our series. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
We're out of time, but I wanted to go through and I want you guys to tell us where, or tell the audience where they can find you, because we have Health, Heidi Hills, Wealth, Crispin Sanford, and Relationships, Deb Clausen. So Heidi, where can people find you?
So you can find me at healthyhabitsforme.com. I'm also on Instagram, so Healthy Habits For Me, and Facebook. So I'm in the process of getting my podcast rolling. These guys are getting me on track with this. And so I will have that out here soon and go from there. So yeah.
So yeah, I'm www.proactivebusinessmanagement.com. I'm at Crispin Sanford on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
All the social media.
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn as Crispin Sanford and Proactive Business Management. I have my group. And I have a closed group, but you're welcome to join. It's hashtag Empire Management Mastermind Group. And yeah, you can find me online and all of those places.
And you said you also have a podcast. What is it called?
Oh, that's right. I do have a podcast. I've got to get to recording. So you're encouraging me to get back into podcasting.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I have about 70 episodes.
Oh,
you guys are wonderful.
I love this name.
Okay, let's hear it.
Unsolicited advice.
I love it so much.
With Crispin
that
Sanford.
That is the best.
With Crispin Sanford, but unsolicited advice.
Perfect. Okay. Cool. And then you can find me on datingbydeb.com. I've got a calendar open to sign up for coaching. I'm also on social media, and you obviously know that I've got a podcast because you're listening. So thank you for listening. And my podcast is called Debbie Does Dating, and you can find it wherever podcasts are available. And I'm excited to do another episode of Health, Wealth, and Relationships.
Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb. And please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clausen, sponsored by Dating by Deb.